Our next speaker needs no introduction. This lady has touched my heart and my life in many deep ways, as I'm sure and I bet she's touched practically every single one of your lives here. She has spent the last 20 years being a mother to her three sons and working as an artist alongside her husband. Maybe you've seen her wonderful art over at Magpies and other places. She is now one of the many people who go to Youth Initiative High School daily to learn and grow. And for the many, many years of all the wonderful people and teacher lives she's touched, I want to welcome Miss Amy Arnold.
Hi. Okay. So, it was 2 a.m. and I was standing in the driveway of my boyfriend's home. I was 24 years old. We were standing there in the dark, and we were lit up by the flames coming from the burning building. We had just been woken up by the dog, who had heard the fire crackling, and then we were running around in the house and calling the fire trucks and grabbing things, and now we were standing in the driveway, watching and waiting for the trucks to arrive. He was on the phone with his sister. I remember taking the phone and saying, "I'm so sorry. This is all my fault." I remember thinking, even though we'd only been together for 2 short months, my life is tied to this person forever. I had moved to Japan right after I graduated college. I was asking myself those 20-year-old questions, you know, what's my purpose and how do I decide what to do next with this one life that I have? I had learned in college to follow my instincts, and that's what had led me to Japan, and I was teaching at a junior high school and an elementary school, and I was also just putting myself confidently in all these different circumstances and feeling what I liked and what I didn't like and moving towards what drew me and towards this new sense of community and home that I was discovering. Lost it. Towards this new sense of community and home I was discovering. Oh. I'll get it. I was moving towards this sense of home I was discovering. I got it. So, I was meeting people who, when they became disenchanted with the school system, people would create their own school. I met artists who were, all kinds of artists, poets, dancers, musicians. I had a best friend who brought me everywhere, all over the place with her, to festivals and exhibits and just meeting people in their homes and studios. I met farmers. I learned there was a thing called organic farming, and I realized that I love farmers. I met builders, masterful, traditional craftspeople who make these exquisite buildings, and also people who would just take like chicken wire and rebar and make like their house that way. And through all of these experiences, I was opening my mind to the possibility of what life could bring, what was possible in life. During that time, I was 24, and I was also longing for partnership. And I wanted to meet somebody who could see me as me and not these roles I was playing of English teacher and American, and I met someone. And I liked him, and it was going well, and scandalously, I moved in with him. And one of the things I really loved to do at his house, he had this giant bathhouse where he lived, and in that bathhouse, there was this enormous tub. 8 people could fit in there. It was like a little swimming pool. And a big picture window. And that picture window looked out on Mount Fuji. And we had put candles in there at night to make it even more beautiful. And that night, I was the last one in from the bath, and I didn't blow out the candle. So now the fire trucks were arriving and also the volunteer firemen. And there were so many people there, fire trucks. So from the surrounding villages, all of these people just milling around in the fire and the chaos. And I don't like remember how it all went, just these snaps of what it was like. But eventually it was morning again and we were together and walking and I was saying, this is my fault, and, you know, what do I do now? And he said, no. We do not know what happened. They can't handle the truth. Now, in Japan, there's this idea of face. You know, it's like your, you know, how people perceive you. Right? And there's saving face and losing face and giving face. And in that instant, in that moment, I felt like my instinct was like, say what you did. You did that. And it's not, it was an accident, right? It's not unforgivable. But me saying that would have caused so many people to lose face. And in Japan, it wouldn't be important to say the truth all the time. The important thing was preserving the social harmony. And so, and also, I was terrified, as you might imagine, and so I said, okay, we don't know what happened. And that began a very stressful time in my life. There were investigators investigating to determine the cause of this fire. We were living in the wreckage of that place for months. I would bathe in the river on my way to school. I was really unhappy and increasingly so. Just, I felt tied to him, bound by this mistake that I had made, and also like determined, like maybe if I put enough in, maybe if I gave enough of myself, maybe if I bent over backwards enough that I could redeem myself somehow, you know? It all came to a head when, one thing I just want to say first is that, you know, he was financially dependent on me too. And so his, like, the stress and the resentment, understandably, was just building. And, you know, there was just so much about him that in his life that I didn't understand. And all of that just steeped in our cultural differences. It all came to a head one night when we were arguing. And he threatened to call his mother and tell her that it was my fault. And I said, fine, do it. You're the one who said they couldn't handle it. You were the one who said we didn't know. She asked to talk to me. And after telling me what a horrible person I was, she said that I would probably go to jail. She said that countries go to war over things like this, Amy. So, you can imagine I was sick. just sick all the time. And he and I were finally coming to our senses and starting to untangle our lives, and he was actually moving out that weekend when I discovered that I was, the reason that I was sick all the time was because I was pregnant. My family said, come home. I'd been there for 3 years at that point, but it had been a 7-year love affair with Japan. I packed up my life and closed things out in 1 week's time. And that included more saving face, connected to my school community and my pregnancy and the reason I was leaving, compounding my shame and my grief. I ended up back in Fitchburg, Wisconsin, with my dear mother and father and big sister. And those three did their absolute best to support me and surround me in love at that time. The contrast of my life in Japan to this time in Fitchburg, Japan, I was hanging out with all these counterculture, uber creative, earthy types, you know? And in Fitchburg, I was in my parents' house and I was wearing khaki capri maternity pants that my mother bought me at the mall. And I was working in a windowless office doing a job that I didn't like. And I didn't have any friends. My mother and my sister had thrown me a baby shower, which was all the women in my mother's neighborhood came, who I didn't know, and they came with plastic and noisy gifts and tales of epidurals. And tales of struggling single mothers. And it was really hard because I was trying to imagine something different for myself. And I was very alone. And then I had a baby, a perfect baby boy. And his life and he became my focus and my joy. Taking care of him was my job. And I soon learned that taking care of me was also my job, because this perfect, precious baby deserved a supported and happy and joyful mother. I felt myself transforming from this broken and lost girl to a animal with all of my primal instincts activated. I was a birthing, nursing, creating mother. I worked to believe that I was whole and valuable just as I was, that I hadn't thrown my life away, that I could still create what I wanted. I started making my artwork again, and that grew out of my experience as a mother, and it also supported me financially and emotionally, and it gave me confidence and helped me learn to trust myself again. I was actually selling some of those things that I made at the Madison Farmers Market when I started to see people, recognize them as my people. You know, the same kind of people that I knew in Japan, people from this area. The veggie farmers and the artist types, the ones who lived with the seasons and knew the plants, the ones who made their own path to have the kind of life that they wanted to live. Those early days in Japan, those years in Japan, gave me my first glimpses of a community and a way of life that I really loved. And then life got hard. And I didn't know if I would be able to reconnect with those things. I was too young and I was too inexperienced. As it turns out, I wasn't lost. I had my memory and my longing and my instincts, and I had the incredible gift of my precious son, Jay. I was carrying inside me the seeds that I needed to find, again, love and community and home. Thank you.
Keep it going, keep it going.